Now, just so you know, there's going to be a very big hospitality company coming in. I don't know which one yet, but think of like a Marriott, a Hyatt Regency. So that name will adorn the sky along with Ocean Resort Casino. Because the one thing I thought about Ocean Resort, it could confuse travelers, you know, not us local yokels, but people who might come from out of town who might not realize, well, I'm going to resorts. Am I going to Ocean Resorts? So, you know, eventually you're going to have Hyatt Regency Ocean Resorts Casino or Marriott Ocean Resorts Casino. It's going to be great because you'll have a brand name up there. You know, I always thought they were going to brand the casino, but basically they're going to brand the hospitality and the hotel. And it's still very good thinking to have, you know, a brand name in the sky. You're going to have Hard Rock. You're going to have resorts. You're going to have a boardwalk that's going to connect to Gardner's Basin. You've got an observation wheel down there with Steel Pier. So that end of the boardwalk is going to come alive, which, you know, the future of Atlantic City always was, always will be, and always is the boardwalk. When I first started here 6 years ago, one of the first shows I ever did, I said, it's the boardwalk, stupid. You know, and unfortunately, like I said, because all these casinos closed up, you lost your jobs, everything tilted over to the marina area. It wasn't supposed to do that. That is not the future. And even when Caesars and CRDA teamed up and spent all that money and built that conference center out there, I thought, just how stupid is that? You know, because really, do they really think that someday that will be the mecca of Atlantic City, our former landfill? It's crazy. When you got a boardwalk and an ocean and a beach, and really, where do you want to be, on an island or at the landfill? So now it's going to come back a little bit to the boardwalk again. It really is. Borgata probably won't do in the future $800 million. That's okay. They never were supposed to. They'll certainly survive. You know, Nugget does a great job out there. They'll survive. I'm sure Harrods will survive. So now we're going to go to the middle of the boardwalk. Now, what's Caesars going to do? Are they going to survive? Well, I got a few ideas for them. And first of all, you have two wonderful theaters there. You have Bally's Theater and Caesars Theater. Caesars hardly uses their theater. They never use the Bally Theater. So, first of all, you got to start having some name entertainment. My God, you're Caesars. I mean, Caesars doesn't act like this way in Las Vegas. Why do they do this here in Jersey? I don't understand why they have a different philosophy. Caesars was such a mecca. When I worked for them in the 70s and 80s, I mean, it was respected to work for Caesars. And it's just sad to see what they have done here. So that's the first start. But the second start, you have three casino floors there. I mean, I think everybody knows eventually there's going to have to be less casino space. I mean, there's only a little floor at the Wild West, but still you got a big floor at Bally's, the big floor at Caesars, and you got two new casino floors opening on my end of town. So probably going to be a little too much casino space. But that's where your conference center and convention center should have been, and it's going to have to be. Caesars is going to have to do something like that there, I believe, to bring in some conferences and conventions to put people in their hotel rooms during the weekdays, name entertainment. Now you have that gem that's sitting in front of them that Caesars is probably going to get back. And that gem that I'm talking about, of course, is the pier at Caesars. Now, there's so much can be done with that. Now, I've given you some of my ideas again. I'm going to give you those ideas, but I'm going to mention something else about what I think really could be done at that, and I think it would just be a great, great attraction. So first of all, I've told you before, you know, a couple of IMAX theaters would just be great inside there. You need some entertainment in town. Maybe a nice circus water show on the back deck, that show being free in the summer to draw people to the place. A review show. You don't need to do the main entertainment there because you got Bally's and Caesars showrooms. But another main attraction, you have Apple there, which is an incredible attraction. You go in there, and there'll be more people in Apple than there will be anywhere else in the entire building combined. Now, so Apple is always introducing, you know, the latest in electronics. If you go back to our old Steel Pier, any of you people who were here in the old days, you remember, that's what we did at Steel Pier. We basically premiered new electronics, new appliances, DuPont, car dealer, General Motors. And that was such a big attraction. So that's one of the main attractions they should have at that period season. It should be a mecca of introducing the newest in electronics that are coming out, exhibits. Just like, you know, look, think of the electronics show now in Las Vegas that is so, so popular. The number one show Vegas has. Think of an exhibit there like that in Atlantic City. It would be a year-round great exhibit. So you have that with movie theaters, entertainment, a water show in the summertime. You've got shows at Caesars. You've got a conference center right in the middle there, and you have casino space. Well, now Caesars has brought the entire middle of the boardwalk back. Will they do that? I don't know. When I see them losing the Golden Nugget, it doesn't give me a whole lot of faith about that they're going to do anything at all. But if not, they'll die. Because everybody, and listen, they'll only help the Irish public. If everybody's on our end of town, good for us. But we want the whole boardwalk to be developed. You know, if you have our end developed, you have the middle developed, like I just said, Tropicana on the other end, then you have an entire boardwalk where now you have nothing right now at this point. So we know our boardwalk end is going to come back. Will Caesars do something? Because they control the whole middle of the boardwalk. There's no more Trump Plaza. And, you know, in a way now, Caesars is doing the Caesars Valleys and Wild West. What that company did at Trump when they killed Taj Mahal, Trump Marina, and Trump Plaza. And we don't want to see that. So really, the DGE and the CCC and the new commissioner there, they need to step in. You know, they called out Caesars months ago and said, well, you're out of bankruptcy. What are you going to do? Well, so far, that's nothing. So again, call Caesars out. You know, they have all that property. If they do something, it'll be great for Atlantic City. If they're not going to do something, I would try to encourage them to sell those buildings and move on. Because Atlantic City looks like it could have a second future. I got a segment today that says the future could be all taken away from us if we don't do things right. But we could have a second future, and if Caesars is not going to be part of it, I think they have to move on. Also, I want